All right, let's get back to the Gemara. All right, I just want to say, let's just say something ahead of time here. I see there's a little bit of a confusion with the topic over here, and it's a difficult problem. I mean, in general, that the Maisa of Gerushin is a complete qualitative kind of an action. It has a certain overall quality to it. But halachically speaking, and in that sense, you could say there are objectives and there are things that should be accomplished. But halachically speaking, and this is the nature of halacha, it has to break this maisa down into components and quantify them. Okay? Halacha always ultimately has to find a way to objectively implement an overall qualitative concept. It's funny, like I was discussing. So there's a certain nature, a human activity of giving a get. I mean, that's my opinion. All halacha, Torah deals with Lo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis, and the Torah is written, given to man, and it's for man, and it deals with human things, human concepts. But it has to be clear to everybody. The problem with human concepts, if you talk in human terms, the problem is people take things differently. So it has to be quantified at some point, but it's implementing a qualitative idea. So with that in mind, that's what the Rambam says over here. He says, "Ein ha'isha miskareshes ela biksav shi'agia lo viksav zehu anikra get v'asara dvarim hein ikar hagerushin min haTorah." He has 10 things, okay, that are the ikar of gerushin. Shelo yigarish ha'isha ela b'ritzono, shelo yigarish b'chsav, oh, shi'agash b'chsav, shi'ainin haksav shi'girish okay, these 10 things. But these 10 things all together really are trying to produce an overall thing, an overall quality, an overall qualitative transaction. You know what I'm saying? But they have to be broken down quantitatively into 10 different things. So the problem is, when we're focusing on one particular point of the, we're focusing on one of the 10, one quantitative facet, You can't try to draw a conclusion about that's what it is from this one facet. Okay? No. What it is after you put together all these 10 pieces, you should be able to maybe take a step back and say, oh, that's what I made out of these 10 pieces. But the Torah couldn't just say, do a maisa, halachically speaking. In the lashon of the Torah, that's the difference between Torah Shebichsav a lot of times and Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav does give you more of a qualitative idea, right? It just speaks qualitatively, achila and things like that. But the Torah Shebaal Peh comes and gives you the quantitative definitions of those things. Okay, so it's an important point. So over here, in our particular case, we're dealing with one of these things that the Rambam mentions. This is the one that the Rambam calls that it has to be. So for instance, let's just give you an example. She'itnenu la bifnei edim. So that means what? Qualitatively speaking, what does that mean? It's public. And I'm just giving you an example. When it says, and one of the things is that it has to be given in front of edim, that's the way you make something public. So qualitatively speaking, it means it has to be a public action. Quantitatively speaking, in front of two kosher edim.
He did it in a basement somewhere.
It'd still be kosher, right? So it doesn't have to be on the jumbotron, right? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So so it has to be. But the point is, it's giving life to a quality. It's giving expression to a quality. So But don't make the mistake of you know, focusing on one of these quantitative components and trying to draw a conclusion to the whole thing. And also, the other thing also that's very important is that once you go down to quantity, you're almost automatically going to overshoot or undershoot in certain situations. Because the quality and the quantity are not precisely lined up, otherwise they would be the same thing, and they're not. Yeah, yes, then. If I tell you 55 miles an hour is an approximation of a safe speed to drive at, that's not going to be true in every situation. That's what we mean by a quantitative approximation of a qualitative idea.
Okay.
So therefore, the Torah is trying to achieve a qualitative concept, because humans deal qualitatively, that's how humans live. We have to define them with quantitative measure, right? And therefore, sometimes it'll fall short and sometimes it'll overshoot. Sometimes it'll be more than is necessary and sometimes it may be less than is necessary in a particular situation. Right, like Matt saying, you could do it in front of two Adam and they'll never tell anybody, maybe. So halachically speaking, that was how halacha determined the quality of public. But lemaisa, they may never tell anybody and won't get out. You understand? So you can't say, but the purpose was publicity, so how should it be kasher if you did it in front of two Adam who don't tell anybody? You understand? That's not a kasha. Because then you're saying we should just go qualitatively, but qualitatively, you don't know the problems you would come into if you don't begin to know the problems that would cause. Okay, quality. So sometimes when we're discussing a svara, I'll try to give the quality. Maybe sometimes we'll mention the quality, just to give sense to why this should be a definition here. But not saying that the halacha is, so yesterday we were saying maybe as a possibility, we said maybe there's a din that there has to be a gavra in existence when you give the get. And that would be because it would be part of a qualitative idea of awareness, maybe, like serving papers. But that's not the halacha. The awareness is not part of the halacha. Awareness was converted into a quantitative idea of the maisa to the gavra. Her being awake is necessary to say it's to the gavra. But her paying attention is not. And so that is demanding too much. That's saying that the halacha is a maisa that she is aware of. That's not a quantitative idea. We have to turn that into a quantitative concept. So we'll say, what's the halachic, and that's what we mean by halachic definitions. That's what we mean by definitions. What's the definition that it has to be to the gavra? That there must be a gavra that has das, and it must be to that gavra. That's all it requires. Okay, so if she's sleeping, she's not the gavra of das. And if you throw it in her field where she's nowhere near, that she's not samuch to, so then it's not considered to her. You know what I'm saying? But you can't say, oh, therefore you're telling me that it actually has to achieve this awareness in the mice. No, we're not saying that. And that's also those questions you're saying, well, what if she became aware later? All of those questions are mistakes, are not realizing this connection between the quality that may be the quality that gave birth to the definition, the quality that the definition is approximating or giving a discrete form to, but it's not synonymous. It's not the same. Like I said before, I've used the example a lot. If you wanted to be qualitative, you could reduce all of the traffic laws to drive safely. But that's not a system of laws. That's not a system of laws. So then you have to have laws. But the laws will sometimes not really be necessary for safety. That's just the way it is. We don't trust people to use their judgment, so we have to quantify things. You say, yeah, but in this case, you know, anachanami. But the other choice is to have no law. It can't be. Definitions. See, this is part. I mean, this is part of the deeper understanding of a definition. When you and it's part of the criticism of the Brisker method sometimes, because in the Brisker method, sometimes someone you could just say, oh well, the din is this, the din is that, the definition is this way, the definition is that way, and it just sounds like these arbitrary formulations. So what I'm saying is that sometimes you're right, sometimes you just have to make an observation and that's all you can say. But the definitions really should fit in to an overall concept that they're trying to express in the way a definition expresses things, which is imperfect. Right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, When the Torah says, when we say kizayis b'kidei achilas pras, you'll get malchus on, and if you had a kizayis in longer than kidei achilas pras, you're not getting malchus on. That's, in a certain sense, it's arbitrary, because there has to be a line drawn, but it's embodying a true concept. There's such a thing as eating, and there's such a thing as a nibble. And the Torah is saying, you're only chayav for an onesh when you engage the food in a certain qualitative way. What qualitative way? Achila. I took a little nibble. That's not called achila. That's called a nibble. And I'll prove to you that it's different because we have two words for it. And you relate to them differently. You don't feel the same way when you just... I mean, what are you going to say? You're going to say if a person eats a kezias over 3 years? I mean, how long? You're going to say there's no difference between a person who eats a kezias over 3 years and a person who eats a kezias over 2 minutes? Of course there is. But where is that difference? It's not in the quantity. The quantity just gives rise to a qualitative difference. The quantity just is a way that we have to concretize and make the system discrete, but it's in order to really recognize a qualitative concept. First, I'll give you an example. Is beauty qualitative, a qualitative idea, or a quantitative idea? So that's a trick question. Of course it's a qualitative idea, yeah. Right? Sure. The trick is, what if I could prove to you that a math with computers, I can prove to you that someone is considered beautiful when they have these precise mathematical dimensions of their features.
Yeah. Which some people have done that, yeah.
They've done that, sure. Yeah. Does that mean it's a quantitative concept? No, of course not. But it means to say, here's the very, very important idea. It means to say that there can be a quantity that simply gives rise or embodies the qualitative idea. In other words, there could be a quantitative form that is the condition for the existence of the quality. But that doesn't mean it's a quantitative idea. It's a quantitative idea. But I might be able to define with numbers the conditions where the human spirit sees beauty. The human spirit doesn't see proportions and doesn't see ratios and pi and E, whatever that is, and all these different crazy things, right?
The golden ring.
They don't see that. But there could be mathematical ratios that are simply the condition for the qualitative idea. And if you want to know if it's qualitative or quantitative, you just have to ask yourself, can I understand the idea without knowing anything about numbers? I think if you can, then it's qualitative, like big and small, right? Mathematicians hate those terms, right? They hate them. That's why mathematicians hate philosophers, because philosophers love those terms. That's all they talk about. Better, worse, greater, smaller, more, less. And the mathematician says, whoa, how much more is more? How much less is less? How big is big? How small is small? Right?
They don't realize they're really philosophers.
but they're right. In each one's own science, they're dealing with it right. They're dealing with it in the right way. But yeah, that really was Socrates' concept, that that there could be a quantitative thing that simply is the condition of beauty. That's what he said. He didn't like what he called the scientists in his day. He said, because they only concentrate on the conditions that give rise to the idea, not on the idea. And they think if they can define the conditions, then they've defined the idea. Mm. Right? Similar to like what they do with the brain now. They say, ooh, if this part lit up, I've defined anger. I know what anger is now. It's these neurons firing. Socrates would say, no, that is the condition of anger.
That's an accident of it.
That's what happens to experience anger. When you experience anger, that is happening. Maybe that's a necessary condition for it, but that's not what it is. What it is something else. As like saying, beauty is this proportion of eyes to nose to chin to mouth. No. That's not what beauty is. Is a human concept. There are certain conditions that give rise to it. But to try to define the thing by the conditions, he held that was a mistake of scientists, scientific overreaching their field. Everyone is greedy. Yeah.
See.
Right. Yeah, another good example, halachically speaking, is we said that if you give it to her with a string attached to it and you can yank it back, so that's not good, because it is overall an action of driving her away in separation. So halachically, the maisa that's being used for it also has to be a maisa that's completely separable. The nesina itself has to be a nesina that can accommodate a complete separation. So if it's impossible for her to take the gerushin and leave because you can yank it back, then that's not the definitive maisa of separation. Okay, so saying by gerushin, you can sort of get an overall sense. It makes sense that it should be to her. It makes sense that it should be defined because it's one person is doing it. I think that has to do with that. But sometimes in halacha, you have absolutely no idea what's going on. I don't know. You can
still define it.
You can define it.
You might not know the big picture.
That's right. It's harder to do. It's harder to do because you have to have a sense of what kinds of definitions to look for. If you get the overall sense, if you have an overall sense of what it is, then you sort of have more of an intuitive feel of what kinds of the definitions they're going to be. But that's why it takes somebody, you know, it's harder to open up an area that you're not familiar with at all and just really work it out from bottom up. It's possible, but you got to work it out from, sometimes you got to do that. Now, just because I don't want anyone to make a mistake over here, I'm not talking about purpose in the grander sense of the word, right? In the sense of what's the purpose of the halacha?
That's the why. Right?
That's more of a philosophical institution. That's like we were discussing. Why should it be that the man is the one who does it? What I'm talking about is more the qualitative what it is in the qualitative sense has to be defined in the quantitative sense. But the why is like the philosophical reasoning behind it. That does not guide us.
The why and qualitative are not the same.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying.
Are so they just in terms of yesterday, because I did not understand, because this is why we were talking about it. Qualitative process from yesterday